And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Louise from Box Hill, you are our official contestant number one. Hey, Louise, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. Now, question one, I'd like to ease you in with a relatively easy one. Who wrote the classic Australian novel, My Brilliant Career?
Miles Franklin.
Miles Franklin is correct. Very well done, Louise. You been up to much today?
Had a lazy day.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of Christmas shopping. But not a lot.
No, it's good. It's good to have a lazy day. Right. I've got an audio clue for you now. The bit of the song that I'm going to play for you was number one in Australia in 1970. I want you to tell me the name of the song and the artist.
When I die and the name of Therese, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down.
Name of the song, Louise, and the artist. It was number one here in 1970.
Spirit in the Sky. Is his name Norman Greenbaum or something like that?
It is Norman Greenbaum, and it is Spirit in the Sky. Nicely done, Louise. Question three. In texters, answer both parts of that question. Question three for you, Louise. Which TV show, whose fifth season has just premiered, is set in the town of Hawkins, Indiana, and includes the characters Will, Hopper, Nancy, and Eleven?
Is that Stranger Things?
That is Stranger Things. Off to a very good start. Do you watch that one, Louise, or you just heard of it?
No, only because I think the character Eleven stood out.
Yeah, you would have heard of her. Hey, we're progressing very fast. Next up we have...
Name the soundtrack.
Hey, I want you to have a listen to a little compilation. The songs featured in this montage were all on the soundtrack to which film?
You're the one who makes me come running. You're the sun who makes me shine. When you're around, I'm always laughing.
Boo. Needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
What's the film, Louise?
Wow, I thought it was an Australian movie at first, but then I think the last thing... Sounds a bit Austin Powers-ish, like Austin Powers sort of music.
Now, if you are saying Austin Powers, you have to give me the actual name of the movie.
Well, the only one I can think of is The Spy Who Shagged Me. Is that what it's called, the first one?
It is not The Spy Who Shagged Me. No, it is not.
I don't know which one it is.
Thanks, Louise. All right, good to chat with you. You made a very strong start there, very impressive stuff. Let's talk to Bill in Benalla. Hello, Bill.
Morning, Suzanne.
How's your day been, Bill?
I'm trying to think. Pretty slack too.
Yeah? You've also had a lazy one?
Well, yeah, I don't think I did much. Did a bit of shopping. Didn't do any gardening. No, I'm...
No, that's right. I also had a very lazy day until I pulled myself off the couch to come to work. So that's three out of three people who've been on the radio this hour who've had a lazy day. Now, let me play this for you again. And if you could tell me which film these tracks were all on the soundtrack to.
Love, sweet love, It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Bill, what's the name of the film?
No idea. Pet Detective or something?
No, it is not Pet Detective, Bill. Thanks for playing. All right. Good to chat to you. Greg in Wright. Hey, Greg.
G'day. How are you going?
Yeah, well, do you know what the movie is that I'm looking for?
Well, Louise might have given it away. Is it Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery?
Yes, it is Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, Greg.
How about that? Thank you, Louise. Before I go on,
yep.
I Googled you on the net, and you've gone to 75 countries, haven't you? You naughty girl, are you?
That must be old. I think I'm up, well, maybe I am only up to there, 78 or something.
Yeah, and you like yoga, don't you? You like the warrior pose.
Now I don't have a clue what you're talking about. That is not me.
There was a photo of you on the website doing some sort of yoga pose.
I don't believe you. You sent me that picture. There's nothing like that out there. It must be somebody else.
Okay, let's continue before I embarrass you more.
I would love to be good at yoga, but no. Okay, Greg, right. Question 5. I want you to tell me in which Australian TV show Kylie Minogue made her first appearance.
Was it in? This is a trick question, isn't it?
I don't know. You tell me.
The Something Kids. Something Kids. Am I on the right track?
You just need to give me the answer.
Something Kids.
All right. I'm not accepting that.
Okay. Let it go. Let it go. Next time.
Okay. Thanks very much, Greg. Nice to talk to you. Shannon in Lakelands is a first-time caller. Hey, Shannon. Welcome.
Thank you.
Shannon, have you got any idea which TV show Kylie Minogue made her first appearance on? It's an Australian TV show.
Correctly, it's Neighbours.
No, it's not Neighbours.
It's not?
No. I think that was about the third, maybe even the fourth show she'd been on. Yeah. Sorry, Shannon.
My time, then.
Yeah, no, you have to go back a little bit further for this one.
I hadn't even watched her on Neighbours. I just knew that she was on there before.
So what age group are you in, Shannon?
I'm 39.
Okay, yeah. No, this all happened well before you were born.
Yeah.
I'm confident of that. All right, but hey, thank you for calling.
Anything that makes me feel young.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thanks very much, Shannon. Actually, speaking of things that make people feel young or old, if any of you, you know, use Spotify to listen to music, then it's the time of year when Spotify take what you've been listening to all year and tell you how old or young your listening tastes are. I was pretty pleased. I got 47, and as I'm 51, I thought just a couple of years younger. That works for me. Young Freya, who was on the phones last night, who is 25, her listening age was 74. And Lockie's told me tonight his listening age is 74 too. Whereas Rose, who's I think in her late 30s, who's our senior producer right now, her listening age was 24. So she's gone the young way, and Lockie's very old, apparently, according to what he listens to. Karen from Altona Meadows. Hey, Karen.
Hello.
Hi. Now, Karen, do you know which Australian TV show Kylie Minogue made her first TV appearance in? It was not Neighbours.
The Sullivans?
It was The Sullivans. This is all the way back in 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to watch it?
Yeah, I think she played Kahala.
She did. She was a young Dutch girl hiding during World War II, and the role required her to speak with a Dutch accent, and I have found a little snippet of it to play for you.
I do not want to be taken outside. Policeman came and took my mum papa away.
Ik ben Anton van Don.
It's all right, mate. She heard me call your name. Besides, the underground sometimes use children as messengers. She could be our contact. But then again, are you sure someone didn't send you to look for us with a message?
No, but I have no message. I came here because I was tired and my leg hurts where I fell, and I can't remember the way to my Aunt Honey's.
There you go, Karen.
Not too bad.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, obviously the audio wasn't very good, but amazing to think that was Kylie Minogue's first appearance on the telly all the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Some people are giving you their Spotify ages. Where did that one go? Oh, Ange, you were younger. I'm 56 as Ange, but my Spotify age is 38. Steve's been aged. I'm only 63, but Spotify says I'm 78. Jackie says, Amy, her girlfriend and I both got 41 and we are nowhere near that old. Not that 41 is old. Jackie hastens to add on a follow-up text. Thank you very much, Jackie. Right, Karen, let's proceed. Oh, it's the Shakespeare question.
Oh, dear.
Is it nobler to answer the Amanda Robert Shakespeare question or fade gently into the night?
Okay, Karen, I want you to complete this line from Shakespeare's play Richard II. I wasted blank and now doth blank waste me. Oh, sorry, Karen, I had your fader down. I might have missed any initial thoughts that you had there.
I don't know. I thought I wasted my childhood.
No, it's not my childhood. Thanks, Karen.
Bye.
All right, nice to speak to you. Kenzie in Marble Bar is another first-time caller. Kenzie, maybe it's cruel of me to go to you on the Shakespeare question. Hello, Kenzie.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio. How are you doing there?
Good.
Excellent. Now, I can hear voices in the background. Just to let you know, this is a solo effort. So you mustn't accept clues from anybody else. This is all about you, Kenzie, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's the Shakespeare question. Complete this line from Shakespeare's play Richard II. I wasted blank and now doth blank waste me. What is the blank that I'm looking for?
I have no idea, sorry.
Oh, it's a pity. All right, Kenzie, thanks for ringing up and having a go. Very much appreciate it. Oh, Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you going?
I'm doing well. How's your day been? Have you been lazy like some of us others?
Absolutely lazy.
Yeah. What was the most energetic thing you did?
Turn on the air conditioner. Answered an email. That's about it.
Yeah. All right. So this is probably the most energetic you've been all day.
Pretty much. Yes.
Okay. What is the missing word? I wasted blank and now doth blank waste me.
Okay. I have never studied Shakespeare in my life. So I'm going to choose the word life.
I wasted life and now doth life waste me. I mean, it's nice, but it's not what we're after.
Nuts.
Thanks,
good
Vanessa.
Night.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Greg in Fremantle. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Greg.
I saw both of the plays about 3 months ago.
Oh, did you?
Richard III and Richard II.
Hopefully you're all over this.
Yes, the word is time.
Time is correct. Very nicely done. So you're a big Shakespeare fan, are you, Greg?
No, I went with my mum and dad. They're the Shakespeare fans. Mm-hmm. I bought them the tickets.
Did they enjoy it?
Yes. My dad used to be a Shakespeare aficionado. He used to play in plays in England.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
And so did you get into it or were you kind of waiting for it to be over?
No, I just sat there, enjoyed the plays, but I'm not invested, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. Oh, good. Excellent. Now, Greg, do you fancy singing for me?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. Actually, before I give you the clue, texters, you can send me, please, the next three lines of this song to have a complete answer. But I am going to put 5 bonus points out there for anybody who records themselves singing the next three lines and sends an audio recording of that in on the SMS. I'll have to listen to them tomorrow. But text us if you're up, if you're dead keen, very committed to this competition, and if you'd like to sing and send in yourself singing the next three lines, 5 bonus points are up for grabs for the best rendition. Okay, Greg, here we go. Wanna hear about the deal they're making.
Running Up the Hill? That's the only part I know of that song.
Lockie's saying, not good enough.
Okay, that's okay. Thanks, Susan.
Okay, thanks, Greg. Thanks for getting that Shakespeare for us. Who is it on the phones who would like to sing for us this evening, I wonder? Dave in St. Arnett? Feel like singing?
I never feel like singing, Susan. But I'll give it a
okay, kick. I'll give you the lead in again. Wanna hear about the deal they're making, you're it's you and me. And if only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get him to swap loosen.
Be running up that road, be running up that hill. And that's about all I know.
Lockie's allowing it through.
Oh, thank you.
Here's how it sounds when Kate sings it.
Be running up that road, be running up that hill, be running up that building.
I wouldn't have got to be running up that building. That's, yeah.
I would also.
Running up the hill.
I will also accept, because I think she sings different endings in different parts of the song, I would also accept with no problem. So for those of you who are texting in, you can tell me about running up the building or with no problem. And if you sing for me, yes, either of those two. Okay, Dave, we are on to question 8 in the pop quiz tonight. Who were the co-stars of the 1987 film Planes, Trains and Automobiles?
Steve Martin and John Candy.
You sounded like this is a question for me.
Oh, that is one of my those two together, they're a beautiful combination. This one of my favourite movies of all time. So
glad to hear it. Sometimes the questions and the respondents are very ill-matched, but this is a moment when they're not. Okay, Dave, who owns this voice?
So I chose art, I thought, as my avenue. I sought adventure. I sought experiences that were going to take me out to the edge. And so a series of events along those lines, you begin to endanger your own well-being and so forth. And I think that acting, it was an odd form of therapy. It was an odd form of expressing yourself physically when you had resigned yourself to the fact that you were going to be an artist, which meant hand to paper to articulate what you were feeling, or a writer. But to be physical was a new one for me.
Who's that, Dave?
Well, I bombed out last time on the pop quiz with this sort of question. I suspect I'm going to go the same way. But it sounds a little bit like Matt Damon, I reckon.
No.
Okay. In that case, it doesn't sound like Matt Damon.
You've been very consistent, Dave.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Good to talk to you. Yeah. Oh, dear. Some of you are sending in your Spotify ages. They're quite funny, aren't they? So Shane in Adelaide says his daughter's Spotify age is, seriously, 82. But she's only 25. Shane, what do you have to listen to on Spotify to be considered an 82-year-old? Give us an example of some of the tracks. Yep, Oliver from Perth says, I'm 23. My Spotify age was 67, which I'm proud of. Also, last Sunday I saw Cats the Musical. Now I can't get the song Memory out of my head. I see Kathy in Darwin has sent me in an audio attachment. The only one who's been brave enough thus far. I tell you what, if you're the only one, Kathy, someone else has too. Lockie and I will have to go have a listen tomorrow and see what we think. Right, Reggie in Cairns. Hello, Reggie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, well, Reggie, do you want to hear the voice again, or do you know who it is?
I was in a bit of a daze there, thinking my instructor's What was the thing all again?
It's the mystery voice. Do you want me to play it for you again?
Well, that one, that actor. Yeah, go and play it again, please.
Yep, okay.
So I chose art, I thought, as my avenue. I sought adventure. I sought experiences that were going to take me out to the edge. And so a series of events along those lines, you know, you begin to endanger your own well-being and so forth. And I think that acting, it was an odd form of therapy. It was an odd form of expressing yourself physically when you had resigned yourself to the fact that you were going to be an artist, which meant hand to paper to articulate what you were feeling, or a writer. But to be physical was a new one for me.
A few people have this, for example, Jim and Lauren and Evie, you've got that correct. Reggie, who is that? Who does the voice belong to?
Yeah, man, I wouldn't have planned to stay. I was going to mention that before going through the procedure of the whole thing, but yeah, no, I'm in the dark about it. I wouldn't have the painters, no clue. Nothing.
All right, thanks, Reggie. Night nurse is 60, got 22. Not sure, because I listen mainly to country music and classical cello. Adrian says, Adrian from Bella Vista, his wife's Spotify age is 31, but she is a senior. 1-300-800-222 if you would like to be part of the pop quiz tonight. Hello, Sammy.
Hey, Suzanne, how are you going tonight?
Well, now, Sammy, did you realise what you did last night?
I know.
Yeah, it was a bit of a moment, wasn't it? Yeah, I thought you might have.
Yes, anyway. I told my husband today about it. He just laughed at me. He laughed at me.
Oh, well, let's try and redeem things. Did you know who the mystery voice belongs to?
Well, I've got two choices. So I'm going to do my two choices and then pick one. And if I'm wrong, and the next choice is the next answer for the next person, I'm going to kick myself again.
Mm.
Okay?
Yep.
So my two choices are, I don't think it's Harvey Keitel, but I do think it's Brad Pitt.
Redemption is not yours tonight. I'll tell you this much, it's neither of them.
Oh, cool. So I don't have to kick myself in.
No. Be gentle. Be gentle with yourself, Sammy.
I'll just keep on crocheting away. It's fine.
See you later. Sam from Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Sam, have you got any idea who that voice belongs to?
No, I don't think so, but I knew that Shakespeare one.
Did you?
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry you weren't on the line at that moment, Sam. All right, we'll catch up with you another time as well. Okay, so this is the 20-something-year-old with the 82-year-old. She listens to a lot of Beatles and Stones, and that's what's given her the 82-year-old rating. Yeah, it's a bit mean, isn't it? I don't know about mean, but restrictive. That to say that if you listen to music from a certain era, you must be a certain age. Where's the celebration of us all listening to music from across the ages? 1-300-800-222. If you think you know who this voice belongs to, I would love to hear from you. 1-300-800-222. Who else has got it? A couple of people have got it, but they haven't put their name on. So, yeah, Maggie, that's it. All sorts of other guesses going on. Mark in Port Pirie, who do you think that might be?
One thing, by the way, Sam, Stranger Things, Sam, you said the sixth season. It's the fifth season and the final.
Yeah, I said the fifth season. But yeah, I know.
Oh,
it's
you
the,
did.
I did.
Oh, and I've been watching it, and it's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been watching it too.
Oh, yeah, very good. And the question, hang on, I reckon it's, is it Russell Crowe?
Oh, it's not Russell Crowe, no, Mark.
Oh,
that's a pity. All right, sorry, not to be. Wow. I must know the hippest oldies because my Spotify age was 83, but my genres were tech house, soft pop, electronica, hip hop, and rock. Yeah. I don't think Tech House was doing much 80 years ago. Oh, dear me. Violet, yes, you're correct. Cheryl in Mullaney, Queensland, you're also right. Who's up next? Bill in Adelaide. Hey, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Hi. How
are
you?
Hi, good. Who does that voice belong to?
I'm so excited.
Are you?
I think it's Robert Redford.
You are so correct.
Oh, cool.
Your excitement was justified, Bill.
I've been waiting a while. Oh, that's lovely.
Awesome. Question 10 in our pop quiz tonight. In 1986, a high-profile art heist occurred when a very famous painting was stolen from Melbourne's National Gallery in Victoria. I want you to name the painting and the artist.
I don't think I've got it right, but I'll go Blue Poles, and I don't know the artist, so I'll say.
Well, we won't worry about that because it's not Blue Poles.
Okay, thank
you. All right. Hey, Bill, I'm very glad that you were there to get Robert Redford correct.
So am I. Thank you.
Okay, catch up with you. Do you know what this painting was and who the artist was? 1-300-800-222. Sean in Harrow is the next contender. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Now, I wonder if you remember this. Back in 1986, a high-profile art heist occurred. A very famous painting was stolen from Melbourne's National Gallery in Victoria. What was the painting and who had painted it?
No, I wasn't quite born then, so
oh,
I don't quite remember
it. That's a disadvantage.
My Spotify age was, I was well and alive then. In my Spotify age, though.
Yeah? What's your Spotify age?
67.
Whoa. And you are Harold, and you weren't born in the 80s?
No, I was 29.
Oh, wow. So what are you listening to?
A lot of old country music, bit of Willie Nelson, stuff like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But what's this artwork?
No idea.
No.
The Mona Lisa.
Pretty sure it's never come to Australia, but that would have been a story that would have got us global headlines, wouldn't it? Thanks, thanks a lot, Sean. David in Mount Waverley has it. John has it. Ange has it. Anne has it. Ross has it. Cameron has it. Gavin has it. James has it. Bernadette has it. Steve has it. Another Steve has it. Yeah, Diana, that's correct. Rachel in Kilmore has it. Yeah, Jim from Richmond wonders, if I only listen to Mozart, does that make me 250 years old? Yeah, I wonder. I wonder. I wonder if anyone does only listen to Mozart on Spotify and what age you've been given. 1-300-800-222. Who knows the answer to this one? I need you to join me on the phones. 1-300-800-222. Joy and Logan, good evening.
Hello.
Hello. Do you remember this by any chance?
Gosh, I will just have to pick one and I'll say Guernica by Picasso.
Do you know, you've got half of the answer right, Joy.
I knew it. I just can't remember the details of it.
I'll tell you this much. You have Picasso correct. It was not Guernica, though.
Okay.
All right. You've helped somebody else, though, Joy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Michael is from Queensland. Is he here to help? Hey, Michael.
G'day. How you doing?
Yeah, well, how's your day been?
It's been lovely up here, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, fantastic.
Got up too much?
Swimming in the water and hanging out. Yeah.
That sounds very nice. Okay, Michael, what was this painting that was stolen from Melbourne's National Gallery of Victoria in 1986? It was a Picasso, but what was the name of it?
I think the last lady would be crying if she realised she was so close.
Very good, very good. What's it called?
The Weeping Woman.
The Weeping Woman is right. Yeah, the thieves left a note listing their demands, which included an increase in the funding of the arts. There was an extensive police hunt that failed to find the painting, but later the same month it was retrieved from a railway station locker in Melbourne and they never figured out who did it.
I remember, but it's coincidence because last time I rang for a quiz, they asked me about the Louvre, and I got that question right.
Is this your special subject? Is it art?
No, it's not thieving art, no.
Right, I've got another sing-along. When the music stops, you sing along. Well, they were looking for their promised land, running from the heart of darkness, searching for the heart of light. I think we found paradise.
Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. To the way, is that the song?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm passing you through with that. Here's how it sounded when Goanna sang it. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. And when the chains were cold that night. Oh. And texters, even if you haven't finished writing all the lines down yet, you need to get, I would say, at least three in so that I can count your points. I'm impressed to see that even after this time, some people are sending through voice recordings of their singing of Kate Bush. Oh, I guess. I didn't realise actually we had a second sing-along. I guess if you want to sing that one too, there'll be another bonus 5 points up for grabs. So we'll have lots of fun when we get in tomorrow night listening to all of your singing. Thank you, Michael. Excellent singing too. Where are we now? I've got a TV theme to play for you. I want you to tell me what the TV show was. What do you think that was, Michael?
That last part was giving away that dun 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 dun.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Dun 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 dun. Was it?
Oh, you could probably
Porky Pig Show.
Oh, I was going to say you should keep trying to sing to see if you could figure out what it is.
No. I'm out. Sorry. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael. We have Parker in Western Victoria, who's a first-time caller. Hey, Parker, welcome.
G'day. I'm not too sure, but perhaps it's a variation of The Simpsons.
It's not The Simpsons, no. You, by the sounds of you, you might be a little young for this one. This one goes back away.
Boy.
All right. Thanks for playing, Parker. Give us a call another time. We have Richard from Newstead.
Hi.
Hi.
How's your night, Suzanne?
It's going pretty well. Now, would you like me to play the theme again, or do you think you know what that was?
No, I'm pretty certain I haven't. The Jetsons.
Yes, me, George Jetson, da-da-da-da, that's the one. Question 13 in our pop quiz tonight. I want you to listen to the start of this hit from 1975. Tell me the artist and the song name. What's that the start of?
Well, I have absolutely no idea on that one. It's around my vintage.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think I would have got this one either. This is one that Lockie's put together for you all, but it's a tricky one, isn't it? All right. Thanks, Richard.
Bye. Right.
See you later. I'm going to play this again for you now. If you know what this song is, give me a call, 1-300-800-222. Let's see if John in Corowa has it. Hey, John.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Mm.
Yeah, no idea. have you got a clue?
No. I mean, I know what it is, and there's quite a few texters who recognised it.
Yeah.
1975. Van Halen? It's not Van Halen, no. Ah, sorry, John. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Chris in the Southern Waters and Adrian and Morgan and Jim and Katrina and Maria and Tom. Yeah, lots of you know what that is. All right, Vando on the road. We meet again, Vando.
Oh, g'day, Susanna. How are you?
Yeah, doing well.
Now, I missed the question. Could you repeat
it? I can. So we're after...
Hold on. Let me get in first. How was your day? Did you have a good day?
Look, it was very lazy. Actually, there's a lot of... Everyone in my house is sick except for me. My husband has been sick. My poor boy was vomiting this morning. My stepdaughter was moaning. So, yeah. Oh. I was trying to stay away from them, basically.
Around, isn't it? Yeah.
But somehow I'm still standing. I'm fine. So
yeah, well, a day on the couch would do that for you, won't it? Like, I did much the same. You got home this morning, had a swim, and then yeah, went home and yeah, there you go. Anyway, but I got no one crook at home. So yeah. Anyway, there you go.
Look, nightlifers have done a lot of collective couch time today by the sounds of those people that we've already spoken to. Okay, what we're going to do, Vando, this is the start of a song that was a hit from 1975. I want to know the artist and the song. Go on, Vando. What is it?
Isn't it like Bridge to My Heart or something like that?
No. No, it's not.
Okay. Never mind. All right. Well, I had a crack.
So are you on the road again tonight or are you home?
Yeah. No, well, I'm unloading right at the minute. Okay. You know, it's just, yeah, I'll get a later start. And so, later start, daylight savings, blah, blah, blah. Here we are.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, bye. See you, Vando. Let's go to Currumbin and talk to Ronnie, who is a first-time caller. Hello, Ronnie.
Hi.
Did you recognise this piece of music?
Yeah.
What is it?
Casey and the Sunshine Band, Give It Up.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. It is Casey and the Sunshine Band. Vicky from Happy Valley says, when I was 8, I got to see KC and the band play live at Disneyland. Vicky, that is very cool. Okay, Ronnie, it's a book question for question 14. What? Which author wrote the novels It Ends With Us, It Starts With Us and Verity?
Sorry, no idea.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ronnie.
Okay.
Great to have you on the show. Danny's in Geelong. Hey, Danny.
Hello.
Hello, Danny.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing well. So this book's actually been in the news quite a bit over the past year or so because it was made into a film that had a bit of controversy attached to us, which is It Ends With Us. And this author also wrote It Starts With Us and Verity. What is the name of the author?
Is that a romance novel or?
Well, look, I haven't read them, so I can't tell you exactly. I think some of the themes were a little bit dark.
If it's Colleen Hoover, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure.
You're correct, Danny. It is Colleen Hoover.
Oh, well, there you go. God bless my mum.
Now, I'm going to play you... The influential 80s American indie band, The Pixies, were touring Australia last month. I want you to name their former bass player, who is also the front woman of this band. Lockie loves them. Lockie loves them. That's why you put this question in the pop quiz tonight. Okay, I want to know the name of the front woman.
It's not... She's not magic to lead singer, is she? If it's not magic, I'm sorry, I have to pass.
All right. Hey, thanks for playing, Danny. Here's Tracy in Melbourne. Hey, Tracy.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. How are you going?
I'm well. Okay, I want you to name the former Pixies bass player who left the band and is also the front woman of this band that Lockie's really into. I know you need more than that. So much so that Lockie encouraged people to vote for this song when we were having our 90s quiz, and it even made it into the top 10. Who is it, Tracy?
Sure Pav loves the Pixies too. Oh, my God. It's a short name, but I don't know, and I wouldn't even know the surname. So thanks, Evan.
Okay. How about you? Thanks, Tracy. Who is this other band that Lockie's into? Keith in Busselton. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. So we're actually after the name of the former bass player of the Pixies who ended up in the other band.
No, I don't even. Look, could you play that music again, please?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, the name of the bass player who left the Pixies and then is the front woman of this other band.
Oh, would it be, I'll just have a guess. And what's that lady's name? Kate Bush?
It is not. Kate Bush. Yeah, I get that, right. It's good to have a guess, though. Thank you. Yeah, Nicola's got it. Karen in Mullumbimby and Vicky in Happy Valley and Stu in Brisbane and John in Coburg and Harry in the Bay and David from Mount Waverley. Yeah, plenty of you have the answer to this one. Adam in Coomera, do you know who this is?
The Pixies bass player?
Yes, who left to front the other band.
Emma Richardson.
No, it's not Emma Richardson.
Oh, it's the one after her.
Because you've got to get someone who's also the front woman of the second band. Yeah, oh, Adam.
I thought the Pixies bass player, but one.
I thought you were going to get that one for us.
Never mind. Such is life. I'll go back to having COVID now.
Sorry, what's that?
I've got COVID at the
moment. How many times is this that you've had it?
This is first. I was at Nova.
Oh, you're kidding. Time. This is your first time. Wow. Yep. So how are you finding it?
It's made life at home interesting because my wife's immune system is terrible and so we're having to avoid each other.
Oh, dear. Yeah. All right. Well, you take care of yourself, Adam.
Will do. See you next week.
All right. See you then. Kat from Ashgrove. Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
now, have you got the answer to this?
I think I do. I know that there's two sisters and I am not 100% sure which was in the Pixies, but I think it was Kim Deal.
You are correct. When I came to your call, Kat, you had that sound in your voice, like the sound of someone who thinks they have the answer right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to ask one more question and then I'm going to get into the hard montage.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So here is the penultimate question tonight. Which Ice House hit was written by Ivor Davies along with John Oates of Hall and Oates?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Which Ice House hit was written by Ivor Davies along with John Oates of Hall and Oates?
I have no idea.
Can you think of any Ice House hits?
No, I can't. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay. We're getting down to the business end. If you want to be in line to try to solve the hard montage tonight, 1-300-800-222. Nathan from Harrietville is a first-time caller. Hi, Nathan.
Hello.
Hello.
How you going?
Good. I'm after an Ice House hit that was written by Ivor Davies along with John Oates from Hall and Oates.
Gotta be Crazy.
It wasn't Crazy, no.
No.
No. Something else, I'm afraid, Nathan. Ian from Dover in Tassie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What could this song be? It was not Crazy.
Not being an Ice House fan. And probably of Mozart's era. I actually have got no idea.
You don't know a single Ice House song?
Happy, No, not really. I sort of missed that. I was doing something else at that time.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Happy in the Meadow.
Not one of their hits that I'm familiar with, but thanks for ruling it out.
Thank you.
See you, Ian. Oh, I'm sorry. Elizabeth says I haven't been repeating the answers. The previous answer was Kim Deal. The answer before that was Colleen Hoover. If there are any others I've neglected, please let me know and I will try to remedy. Elizabeth, I'm very, very sorry. Where are we? Abe from Balaclava. Hi, Abe.
Hi, Suzanne. I think I'm stuck. It was an ice house. Just say it one more time, the question.
Which ice house hit was written by Ivor Davies along with John Oates from Hall and Oates? And it's not Crazy.
But I'll be crazy if I say this. I can't think of the title, but there is one with Land Down Under. Am I on the right track?
I know the song you mean. You're talking about Great Southern Land, and that is not the answer.
Yeah, bugger. All right, thanks for that.
See you. Good to talk to you. Sid in Geraldton is next up. Hi, Sid.
Yeah, g'day. Is it Electric Blue?
It is Electric Blue. I just freeze every time you see it through me, and it's all over you. Electric Blue. Now, Sid, we are now moving on to the final question in the pop quiz.
Oh.
Sid, are you familiar with the Hard Montage?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Are you familiar with the Hard Montage?
Oh, I don't think I am.
Okay, well, here we go. Hard Montage. I have a montage for you. It has four songs represented in it. Each song is a clue, and once you've heard the montage, I want you to tell me four dances. Four dances. Here we go.
Yep. Now I hear the music, close my eyes, I am with them.
So you can you tell me, Sid, four dances?
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to ring back another time. I've gone blank.
Thank you. All right. Nice to talk to you there, Sid. Thanks for giving it a go. Peter in Sydney, you're not with us normally at this time of the pop quiz.
No, I rang up for the Ice House song.
Oh. Well, it's not like you not to call.
I thought you might. But by the time I'm listening in delay, so by the time I rang, I heard you playing it.
Yeah. Well,
but the only reason I remember it is because.
Okay, you know what, Peter? I'm going to play you this Hard Montage because otherwise we'll run into the news. Now, Peter, have you got any dances for us?
Yes, Flash, Bolero and Moon.
Yes, I know the second one's the tricky one.
It's look, Miller's Dance comes to mind, but I'm not sure that's right.
Miller's Dance?
Yeah.
Oh, Peter.
I know the song.
Peter. It's not the Miller's Dance, I'm sorry to say. We've got to solve the Hard Montage. And it's a dance one. This is actually the fourth hard montage I've done about dances. Three songs have been identified, and it is the second one that is causing a little bit of consternation. I note a few of you have got it on the SMS. Most of you on the SMS have the three that Peter correctly identified before the news. I'll play it for you again. Now I hear the news. Close my eyes, I am with you. Right, so what is that second dance that we're looking for? Colin in Ipswich, do you have the answer for us?
Hi, The Mama's Dance by Lorena McKennitt.
Oh, you got it.
A very nice piece of music.
I know, we played that quite a lot on the ABC back when it first came out. It's got a, yeah, a such a...
Yeah, I think that's where I first came across it, and I bought one or two albums by her. On the basis of that, she's got a few nice pieces of music, and The Mama's Dance is one of those.
Yeah, it really conjures up visions of you can kind of feel yourself dancing through a forest at midnight under a full moon, can't you?
Yeah.
Right, so which of the songs would you like to hear in full?
Oh, The Mama's Dance. She mixes musical instruments from different parts of the world, too, so yeah, music's worth listening to, I think.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, congratulations, Colin. I'll get you to hang on the line. Lockie's going to grab your details. You are the winner of the pop quiz, Gardening Australia magazine, and a magnet coming your way.
So, thank you.
There you go. There's Colin in Ipswich, who is our winner. If any of you are still, because I know some of you have been trying to figure out how to sing and send it through to us, if any of you are still trying to do that, I'll let you put your songs in from the pop quiz questions. Yeah, for another half hour or so. In fact, put them in until the end of the show if you're keen. I'm impressed by how many of you are desperate for those five bonus points that you have gone and recorded yourself singing. Now, so the hard montage answers were, we had Flashdance, Irene Cara, of course, from the movie. We had The Mama's Dance, which we will hear in a moment. We then had Bolero, which it's a piece of music, but it is a dance, very kind of sensual Spanish-style dance. And yeah, then we had Van Morrison with the moon dance.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
And here is Lorena McKennitt with the Mama's Dance.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.